And so it is, dear friends, that we continue in this energy as you open, as you let go of things that have been holding you back, as you allow your divinity to play in this reality with you, participate together in every moment, not to do it for you, but to be here with you. It changes all of the dynamics. It changes all of the energies of everything around you. It's been difficult getting to this point because you've been letting go of old preconditioned ways. It's been rather frightening at times to let go of the way you think you should have been, the way you think things should be. That's why we say, in a sense, that Superman died, because it was an old energy concept that you were carrying within you about what type of magnified powers, what type of body you should have, what type of intelligence. None of those things are important in the new energy. None of those things are even real in the new energy. You've been struggling at this type of superhuman concept, but you are learning that it is about being a divine human, and the attributes are so different than what you would have thought. That's where so much of the struggle has been. So much of the struggle. Now you are walking in the new energy, learning such a new way. It is easier for us to come through, both through this channel and Shoud with Caldra, but it is easier for us to come through directly to you in every way. As you are making all this new progress in your journey, it's so much easier for us to come through to you. Understand that we are always there. We always want to talk to you. It is not reserved for a few. It is there for you. With the changes you have made, it is much easier. You struggle sometimes with what we should sound like, what we should look like, what the energy should feel like. Release those concepts as well. You will find us in a new place in your consciousness, in a place that you previously did not even know existed. So you look back to the old places, how to connect with us. We sit with you already in the new place. Allow your consciousness to go there, and you will hear us so clearly. You are God also, but yet you are so unique in your own right. You carry the sense of self-awareness and self-identity, something that spirit from home does not have. There's something else that makes you unique, and we wanted to take a break in our energies before discussing this. Yes, we did have a few words to say here. This is one we want you to consider. We know you are growing weary. It is worthy of its own discussion. You see, God, spirit from home, is a student and has always been a student. A teacher is one who has been down that path and has something to offer in the way of guidance and compassion for another who comes to them. Spirit has never been down the path before. That is why you left home to go into new experience, into new creation, and ultimately to create new energy. Spirit has always been the student. What sets you apart, Chambra, is that you are the student and you are also the teacher. That is what makes you yet unique from the singular spirit, from the singular God of home. You have learned so much on your journey. You have learned what it is like to go from the caterpillar to the butterfly, to go through the transformation, to complete the circle from leaving home to creating new energy. You, God, are here at this time as a holder of energy, but also as a teacher for those who will come along. You are here to guide them when they come to you asking for guidance. They will come in many different ways. Their requests will be heard by your ears, but they will also be felt in your heart, and you will know when it is time. You will even know what to say to them, because it will occur to you in that moment when you connect your energy with theirs. You are here, dear God, to be now the teacher to the ones who come along. They will need you. They will need that compassion that we talked about before. They will need to feel the joy of celebration of life. They will need to know that you are your own creator. They will need to know that you can change the illusion of reality at any time for yourself, not for others, but for yourself. So you, dear God, are different, unique. You carry a different energy pattern than spirit of home. That spirit was the student. It's time for you to be the teacher. We know you still struggle with it. Think that you do not have anything to teach. Waiting, as we say, for more classes. Waiting to learn more. Waiting till you think you got it right. But if you are here, if you're connecting with these words in any way, it's because you've chosen to be a teacher. A teacher in a new way, in a new energy. This is an important concept in the understanding that you are God also. So, you'll continue to learn much as well. You'll continue to have many, many new experiences. That part, the student part, certainly is not over. But it's time now to bring that into balance with the energy of the teacher. With that, we would be delighted to hear your questions.
First question from the internet. Tobias, can you please share your insights on how one maintains a balance between being present in the now and goal setting and planning ahead?
Indeed, the first thing to do is to breathe in, to be in the now, and to understand that everything appropriate comes to you. In the society that you live in now, in the consciousness that you are in, yes, indeed, there is a what you call goal setting or planning. But you could do this in the new energy way by doing two things. Remain in the now, but expand your now to encompass the potentials of what may come. Expand your now to include those. Bring those to you, to the now. Then have an element, have an energetic element of being open to any changes that might come. We understand there is planning because of the dualistic energies that you live in. There is planning that is required for some of the day-to-day things in your life. But always incorporate the energy of potential change in those. You, as a group of humans, came into this world at a time when this goal setting, this focus on goals was so important. And there was value in that at the time. So many of you developed such plans and such goals because you wanted to accomplish much in this lifetime. So much of that centered around the release of old ways, old karma. But you can release that goal setting now the way you did it before, for it does not serve you. Certainly you have to be aware of, what's out in front of you, but bring that energy into the now and allow it to change, allow it to transmute all of the time. You will see the subtle but very important differences between just setting goals and planning and allowing it to come into your now but to change. We thank you for this delightful question.
Tobias, I have a couple questions in one. I'm going through releasing a lot of things in my life, letting go of the things that are no longer working. And it's actually put me in a place where I have kind of a clean slate. And my questions are the difference between free will and our contracts that we have. And also in asking, sometimes I struggle with asking for something because I feel I've read and heard that it's you're when you're asking for something, you're in the lack, plus you're also the one to choose. So can you clarify?
Indeed. We ask you now, with us, with everyone in the room, to take a deep breath. Indeed. And one more. You see, you're blocked here in the mind. You are going through all of this, trying to figure out how it works. Just follow your heart. It is really that simple. Now, you're not used to following your heart yet, so it may take a bit of practicing how to do this, but follow your heart on these things. The answers are all there. The appropriate things will come to you, and you will know what to do with them in the now. So in the meantime, stop that struggling. It all comes in a divine way. We have talked before the difference of free will, the ability to make choices, and divine will. Whereas divine will is the acceptance of all things, is, how to say, changing your whole energetic makeup so you have a built-in divine guidance system. It is you. It is yours. It does not come from us. When that trust, when that bridge is established between the human self and the divine self, you will see how things change, and you do not need to worry so much about what you ask for or the wording of how you ask for it. We are so amused sometimes by humans in general who think they didn't word something quite right. We're not that stupid. And more than anything, your divinity is not that dense. Your divinity understands and wants to be part of your life. So you do not need to define these things in detail. You don't need to worry about what you're asking for. In a very simple sense, you could say, dear divinity within, come out and play. Guide us on our journey. It is that simple. Then it comes to you. Everything changes. All the dynamics. You get off this road of duality, and now everything comes to you. It is somewhat difficult to explain in human words because there's a tendency for it to go up into the intellect. That is why we asked you to take a breath so you could feel it. We could feel all the energy we delivered to you before our words were said. But you have that divine guidance system. Trust it. Thank you.
Thank you. Tobias, I volunteer for an agency that provides services to people who are HIV positive. I'm drawn to be with the dying as they transition. Shall I stay with this agency, and am I going in the direction most needed?
That's a very specific question for us to answer. Again, we would ask you to go in your heart. The energies that we see surrounding this right now, it is very beneficial, but you should definitely leave this open. It is not about whether to stay with this agency or not. It is about the work that you are doing with the transition process, which is, to say, one of our pet projects that we want Chamber to work with. The good that you are doing there in the transition process is what's important. The structure of the agency is not. When you feel stifled by this structure, if you ever come to feel stifled by the structure, then it is time to go off on your own. Understand that you are learning so much right now at many different levels about the transition process You are one who also holds great compassion, and this is such an important element in the type of work you are doing. Stay open to new levels of understanding that you are acquiring, and to, how to say, work, yes, from the other side that's coming in, from those who have transitioned, especially those in the last year who you've worked with. They are coming back to work with you from the other side. They have chosen not to reincarnate back right now. They're being attracted to your work. So those who have transitioned in this last year are particularly available to you right now, particularly if you expand the nature of this work. And you are so honored for the work you do, for you can go in there with compassion, without judgment, and understand that it is just a process that they're going through. Thank you.
Hello, Tobias. I have a question that relates to experiences that I've been having in the last year and a half or 2 years. I made a shift to being guided more and more by the heart quite some time ago, and things were flowing along, and it would move me to different parts of the country and into different work. And about a year and a half to 2 years ago, something shifted. It may be part of just tremendous releasing that's going on, but at this point in time, I don't have any communication with my heart, so to speak, and there's like no passion or energy that would move me in a direction, and it has gone on a long time, which is very awkward, odd, frustrating. What can I say? Any comments on that?
Indeed. One of the processes that we have seen Chamba go through is a cycle of activity versus followed by no activity, a burst of passion followed by the lack of passion. This is, what we're noticing is somewhat typical because you are going through so many consciousness evolutions within that there are times literally when your own divinity will, shut you down, have you go into the quiet time for the path that you had been on previously is no longer, the highest path. So you'll go through a cycle of quiet or reserve. However, this is also one of the times when you are actually in the closest connection with your divinity. As we talked about earlier, when spirit and you are in the most difficult and challenging situations, in the darkest, in the abyss, so to speak, is actually when spirit is the closest, but you don't notice it because the compassion is so close. But the old energy human mind doesn't see it that way. It feels that there was a separation. So we ask you to simply be still with this, be understanding of this, and know that your own self, you God, are creating whole new pathways now. Now, you will be the one coming back in approximately 4 to 5 months and calling on us and saying, Tobias, it is so crazy right now. Everything's moving so fast and I'm filled with compassion and I'm moving all over. So you see, it is just a cycle and evolution you are going through. So be still with it and understand that your own divinity is planning a new course.
Well, the difficult part is the mind wants to come in and fix it and take charge and plan it. And as one's bank account goes lower and lower, one's mind really wants to come in and fix it.
Indeed. And in a sense, there is a blessing in that also because it does, cause the alarms to go off and say to the divine self, it is time to do something here. So they do work hand in hand together. As far as the chatter of the mind, we remind you again, it is so simple for all of you. And the mind cannot be chattering when you are breathing.
Right. Thank you.
Tobias, there's a popular book out, Decoding the Bible, that interprets the end of the world as occurring in 2006. What is this really about?
The energy of this book is very accurate to a degree, but it was written in the old energy, so there are some, misconceptions and some rather fearful things in here. Now, what was accurate is a feeling that there would be a grand change in these coming 3 to 4 years. Some have predicted the quantum leap would be 2012. In this decoding of the scriptures, it was felt that there would be a date in 2006. We're saying it would be more in the later summer of 2007. As of the moment we sit in here now, but it is a moving date. It is a moving point of separation. So do not hold to anything specific. It is not the end of the world. It is the beginning of a new energy. It is a beginning of a whole new time. It is a beginning of a new consciousness on earth. Some will have a very difficult time with it. Some will rebel against it. Many will leave the planet. But you, Shambra, because of the work you have done, because of our gatherings, we'll understand that it is just a entirely new energy you're going into. So we remind you once again, please do not buy into the dramas and the conspiracy theories of all this. It is simply the evolution of divine consciousness. Thank you.
Tobias, it's so nice to be here with you in person. My question is
an illusion.
It's a good illusion. My question has been seeking independence since independence, because this is outside of the mass consciousness. Is menstruation obsolete?
It is so ingrained right now into the human biology that it will be a while, and specifically, this was one of the things we will talk about this year in when we get involved in our medical and biological discussions. You will see it, you will see a dichotomy in this. You will see there are some women who go through a much, much more difficult time with this and others who have a much easier time. At some point, it is a situation or condition that can nearly, vanish from the human biology, but in the lifetimes you are living now, it will certainly be part of it. There are things that can be done, particularly to lessen the effects of this, and may I ask our studio audience to guess what the first and foremost thing is to do. Indeed. By breathing in the acceptance of the change that is going on within the biology, it will lessen the dramatic impact that it has. There are certain herbs and even certain energy methods that some are available now, others will be coming to the forefront soon that will help this. But there are very significant implications of this change process that also has to do with a general, change in feminine energy, particularly in a very masculine environment right now. So this is a very detailed discussion, but we will talk about it. But for right now, it is to know that it can be lessened through the breathing. And eventually, we feel that it will be out of the the matrix, good word, of the human condition.
The femininity the creativity will express in a different way.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well put.
There are tremendous debate and polarization within the community and among the religious organizations in Canada regarding the proposal of the federal government to change the definition of marriage, which is currently the union of a man and a woman, and broaden it to include the gay community. Could you comment?
Dear friends, this is one of the things that we chuckle when we see the headlines in your newspapers and we hear the news. There's so much progress that has been made in this area. You wonder sometimes about the effect of your work on Earth. There's been so much progress in this area in these past few years. Governments will be challenged to let go of, how to say, their control over people. They are here to serve, and they have forgotten that. So specifically, whether they serve a gay couple, whether they serve whatever you call the other kind of couple, they are here to serve. But it is also a reflection of the changes in your society, in your consciousness. There is more and more acceptance of this. This is rapidly breaking down barriers. Those who have come in with a balanced male and female energy that you would call gay or homosexual have done so much to change the overall balance on this planet of a very old male energy. Things are changing fast, and indeed there are those who don't like it. When the consciousness and the government come to the point where they recognize the union of love of any two people, know at that point that you have made so much progress. Your work has had such an impact. God loves any two people, and you are God also. It doesn't matter how that love is expressed, how it is created. These are old, old barriers that need to come down, and much progress is being made. We see that within this land of Canada that they are making very fast progress. This will change the overall consciousness in the Western world very quickly and at the root of so much, unbalanced male energy is in the West right now, so it would be good to see this changed.
Hi, Tobias. I have three boys, 11, 12, and 17. Hmm. Two have been labeled with dyslexia and one with ADHD. Do you have any words of wisdom for them?
Hmm. Indeed, they come in certainly as, we don't like the label so much, but you would call them crystal children. They come in with clear attributes, highly sensitive children, having a hard time maintaining a focus in an old energy world, and appropriately so. We have talked before about the schools, the new energy schools that would not grade a student or judge a student for this type of attribute, which in a sense is a gift. Through the dyslexia or the other abilities to maintain the focus, they're also in a state where they are in an expanded consciousness and expanded now. We encourage you as the human angel who chose to bring them in to be their guide in their early years to not look at this as any sort of deficit at all, but rather look at the unique gifts in it. We ask you to also get them into regular breathing and to understand, talk to them in the loving way that you do and help them to understand that you can be expanded and also have a focus at the same time. One does not have to replace the others. Understand also that they are highly sensitive at their feeling, at their inner levels, and part of this what you would call a lack of specific focus on this reality is also in a sense of protection for them. And this helps them to avoid things like serious medical problems within their being. So get them into a regimen of regular breathing and acceptance. Help them to understand the gifts that are incorporated in this. Do not try to deny these conditions, but rather to bring them into acceptance and, enjoy the gifts with them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Last question, should you so choose.
Indeed.
How does one leave mass consciousness behind, and how do you know if you are successful or not? I'm a bit unclear on this and not sure what exactly it means or how it will feel.
Calder was joking with us and said he could come up with a mass consciousness meter that... But dear friends, simply the understanding of what mass consciousness is and making the choice that you are ready to leave, everything else sets up. Your divine nature feels and hears that. See, this is an example of creating with broad strokes. And then you begin the process of being released from mass consciousness. The experience is unique to everyone. It is not something that we could say there is a specific feeling or there is a specific color you will see or a specific event. It is simply saying, I'm ready to release. Now, we turn this by saying, you would have never posed the question or heard the channel if you weren't ready to release anyway. This was something you were on the path to. It is simply now crossing that point where you say, I do choose to leave. So all the dynamics were being set up within you anyway. It is now just a matter of knowing that you left. You will see subtle differences in your life at first, and within time, some rather major differences. The subtle differences that might, how to say, surprise and shock you is sometimes a feeling of even more separation from friends and family, from humanity in general, but later on that comes back around and transmutes into a very deep empathy and compassion because you've walked in that place. Other little signs will be initially a feeling of disorientation because you have, how to say, let go of old energetic ties. You may feel that you are, how to say, sometimes losing your memory. You are not feeling, how to say, highly focused. All of these things are part of that, but then it comes back where you can be grounded in the new energy. So, with that, we would take one more live question, if there is one.
Good day. I was wondering what you could tell us about the Adam Cadman energy on the planet and how that's manifesting.
Indeed. The Adam energy, as you would know it, also, how to say, biblically spoken about through the stories of Adam and Eve. This energy was, how to say, designed, architected, produced through the order of the Ark. It was one of the initial templates for the divine and the biology to come together on Earth. There was a long path that it took before coming to Earth, what you would call, in a way, a type of galactic journey. The Adam Cadman energy that has brought you to this point no longer serves you. And in a sense, you could say this is one of the attributes of mass consciousness. It was an energy template that so many of you held. It was, how to say, you could look into the energy of the seven seals and see it clearly. We are seeing it clearly here, and it's difficult to describe in words, but it is woven in. It is, best way to say, something that is into the DNA of the biology as well. It is time to let that energy go. There will be a new one appearing. We don't want to assign a name to it at this point. Humans love these names. We wanted to keep it an open architecture at this point, but you can honor the Adam Cadman energy now. You can let it go, and it'll be replaced by something something very interesting. But it was simply, a template for the old. Thank you for this delightful question. So, dear friends, we start out our new series, the New Energy Series, with a reminder and, the blessing that you are God also. You always have been. You always will be. You are a unique God because of the experiences that you have gone through. But you are not separated from God. You are not less than God. You're not unworthy of the love of all that is. You are God also. From here you go on to be the teachers. From here you go on to help others understand. And here you go on to continue working to create the pathways of the new energy. These are so important right now in these next 4 years ahead of the work that you do. It will help to determine the ease in which humanity and all that is moves to the next phase. Big work to do, but you are never alone. You have our love, our support all the way, and so it is.